From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea has renewed a threat to cancel next month's talks with President Donald Trump after Vice President Mike Pence suggested Pyongyang follow the Libya model, an end to sanctions in exchange for surrendering weapons of mass destruction. Foreign Affairs Vice Minister Choi Soon-hon called the remarks ignorant. Wednesday, Mr. Trump said the U.S. will know by next week whether he'll meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore June 12.
We're going to see what happens on Singapore. We're going to see. And it could happen, could very well happen. But whatever it is, we will know next week about Singapore. And if we go, I think it'll be a great thing for North Korea.
In remarks to Congress, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remained hopeful the talks would go off as planned.
We have a generational opportunity to resolve a major national security challenge. Our eyes are wide open to the lessons of history, but we're optimistic that we can achieve an outcome that would be great for the world.
Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi through an interpreter said Beijing has not changed its position on denuclearization.
At the same time, we believe that in achieving the process or the goal of denuclearization, it is necessary to address the legitimate security concerns of the DPRK at an appropriate time. And along with the realization of denuclearization, it is important to establish a long-term and effective peace mechanism on the Korean Peninsula.
The UN Security Council has lifted a travel ban so a North Korean delegation can travel to Singapore. Two of three patients who fled an isolation ward at a hospital in Democratic Republic of Congo have died. The death toll is nearly 30 since the Ebola outbreak was first announced May 8 in the remote northwest Bikoro region. This is VOA News. The U.S. issued a health alert Wednesday for Americans in China following reports a U.S. worker at the consulate in the southern city Guangzhou suffered a mild brain injury from what are described as abnormal sounds and pressure. It's similar to complaints among U.S. Embassy staff last year in Cuba. Secretary Pompeo was asked about the matter Wednesday.
We're concerned about it. It's a serious medical incident. We want to make sure and take care of every one of our officers serving overseas. We've learned about it only recently. We are still trying to identify all the circumstances surrounding it. We've notified China of what took place as best we know it, and they have responded in a way that is exactly the right response.
The worker has returned to the U.S. for treatment. Through an interpreter, China's Foreign Minister Wang also was asked about it.
China has been investigating this matter in a very responsible manner, and we haven't found that any organization or individual has carried out such a sonic influence. We will stay in communication with the U.S. through diplomatic channels, and we would suggest that U.S. side can also carry out some internal investigation.
He said Beijing does not want to see this development magnified, complicated, or politicized. President Trump tweeted Wednesday a different structure is needed in trade talks with China. Talks last week aimed at averting a trade war produced an understanding that China buy more American products. Tuesday, Mr. Trump called that a start. Wednesday, China pledged to work conscientiously to resolve outstanding issues. Secretary Pompeo told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday that the Trump administration would take appropriate countermeasures against any Russian interference in this November's election.
We will not tolerate Russian interference in our 2018 elections. Much work has been done. There's more to do. Rest assured that we will take the appropriate countermeasures in response to the continued Russian efforts.
He acknowledged the U.S. has not yet been able to come up with an effective deterrence to halt such interference. Yulia Skripal, daughter of the former Russian spy Sergei Skripal, said Wednesday they're both lucky to have survived a poison attack in Britain in March. She described the incident as shocking, adding that her life has been turned upside down. She came out of a coma in 20 days. Her father was released from the hospital May 18th. U.S. stocks posted small gains Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones ending up 52 points to 24,886. The U.S. Central Bank suggests policymakers will allow inflation to rise, but hinted another interest rate may come soon, perhaps next month. The owners of the National Football League have announced Wednesday a new policy allowing players who don't wish to stand for the national anthem to stay in the locker room, but requiring those on the field to stand. Violators will be subject to fines. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.